We're joined now by Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, and he's been following this as well. And I'm sure yesterday was a day in which when you first saw it or heard it or read it, it was like, oh, my goodness, Mark.
Boy, howdy. I mean, you and I watch congressional and Commissioner Campbell does as well, watches congressional hearings and all that sort of stuff all the time. But I think this was the first time for a lot of people to be watching and watching it nonstop. Certainly I was.
Yeah. And I mentioned the votes were overnight, and there were several votes. And remember, Bill Clinton once infamously said, I was for it before I was against it, or I think it was Clinton who said that, and got a lot of grief for it. Well, obviously, some of the Republicans switched right at the end after voting over and over and over to negate the election. But at one point during the process overnight, there were 147 Republicans voting to overturn the election. And those include Garrett Graves, Clay Higgins, Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, and John Kennedy. And then the final tally, there were only 127. So 20 of them either abstained or voted the other way on the final vote. Do you have the final tally, Mark? I have it in the Senate. Do you have it in the House?
I do, but not in front of me. There was not a final vote. Basically, what they do is there were votes on the objections that were raised, and the events yesterday caused a lot of Republicans to rethink their stand on the objections, and that's why you saw the so many Republicans switching in the vote. When it's finally finished, I mean, the count is finally finished, the only thing that happens is that the vice president has to announce the winner, and that happened, I think about 3:15, 3:30 in the morning. What we saw was in the first objection, the one against Arizona, that Garrett Graves voted against approving the objection to Arizona, and Senator Kennedy voted for it. And then the objection to Pennsylvania, which came in the early morning hours, both Kennedy Kennedy voted against the objection, and Graves voted for it with the rest of the Republican delegation.
We'll be back after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. When a mob of presidential Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building yesterday, the mob forced an emergency recess in the congressional proceedings to officially certify the results of the 2020 presidential election. That came, the certification did, in the early morning hours, and we're talking about it with Mark Ballard. The Vice President of the United States did what he was assigned to do, basically be the master of ceremonies, and he had told the president that he had no legal authority to stop Congress from doing what it was going to do. And that didn't sit well with President Trump, who attacked the vice president and then incited an act of terrorism. 877-217-5757 for Mark Ballard. Before we go to him, here is Mike Johnson, who I think it was Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network, caught up with Johnson, who was hunkering down in a secure location after being evacuated when the House chamber was overtaken.
I was on the House floor in the midst of our important historic proceeding about the Electoral College and, you know, engaging in this exercise that we've done in this country every 4 years since the Founders' era. There was chaos ensued. The Capitol Police began to barricade us into the House chamber, which is a kind of a jarring event. And then they ultimately had us don gas masks and evacuate the building and send us to a secure location. So we're supposed to stand for the rule of law. We're not for lawlessness, rioting and vandalism and violence and all the rest. We need to denounce it in the strongest terms, and we need to prosecute the people who perpetrated these acts.
All right. Well, Mike Johnson said all the right things, and he, unlike some of the other Republicans on Capitol Hill, Mark, he's been ideologically consistent. He hasn't had an epiphany in his 50s like Kennedy and Cassidy did and went from liberal Democrats to conservative Republicans. But I'm waiting to hear from some of these Republicans, other than Mitt Romney, about the president's culpability in inciting this riot. He was the catalyst for this. There is no mistake about it. Your thoughts, Mark Ballard? There we go. There we got Mark. Mark, I think we got you now. I apologize. But what about the president's involvement in this? Okay. I thought we had Mark. See if he's there, Matt. We may have inadvertently disconnected him. And while we're waiting for Mr. Ballard, Mike in Villa Del Rey. Mike, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Jim. I have a take on what Trump is doing real quick. He knows he's facing prosecution in the Manhattan District Attorney. He knows he's got trouble with the New York Attorney General. I think it might be possible that he's pulling a Vincent Giacanti, just, you know, the crazy act, you know, walking down the street. Right. We'll see him walking down the street in his underwears.
All right. Well, acting erratically, the president's been doing this for some time. I don't think he's going to plead innocent by reason of insanity. I don't see that happening, and we're a long way before any trial. But we've got to get through the next 13 days. And Mark, there is talk of invoking the 25th Amendment or even trying to impeach and convict him to get him out of there because he is acting erratically. And as president, he has power that could affect everybody on the planet. So your thoughts about that?
Well, impeaching him is we're going to run out of time before that happens. It's possible for the 25th Amendment to be applied here, but it's going to require a vote of his cabinet to do so. And there's talk about it, that is for sure, but that remains to be seen. It might be that we just have to, you know, weather the 13 days.
David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on.
You know, because of a spoiled rich kid who got everything he wanted from his daddy for Christmas, couldn't get his way, people are dead. If there's any system of justice left in this country for Donald Trump, he will have to pay a severe price before the bar one day. I mean, the court of law. And, you know, to show you how crazy the Republicans have gotten, the Washington Times is reporting a Republican congressman from Florida is saying it wasn't like the Proud Boys, it was Antifa. Just like Susan Smith blamed it on the black guy, this Republican is blaming it on black people.
Well, David, we have a divided country, and the president has fanned the flames of division, no doubt about it. And Mark, I don't know that the president's going away. He may very well be running again, and who knows, he may actually have people who will back him in that endeavor. Okay. All right, we're getting some feedback, I think. Let's see if we are in a better spot now. Mark?
Okay, I think that's true. I think they're going to be continuing. Or at least the Trump publicans are going to continue to try to disrupt and to, to become a power, a continued power in the country. It remains to be seen after what happened yesterday how well that's going to work. I mean, a lot of the Trump publicans were kind of shocked by what happened at the Capitol and the president's involvement with it. So I think it remains up in the air, but I think that going out, he's not going to have near the power that he would have had there not been the attack on the Capitol yesterday.
What if there had not been a pandemic? What if the Capitol had been filled with spectators, as it would normally be in a case like this, and journalists and others, who aides who were involved, and this mob came in, it would have been much worse. Four people died as it was, but it in many ways is not as bad as it might have been if there were not coronavirus, which is an interesting scenario.
It is, but I kind of think that if there had not been a coronavirus, that he would have been reelected, and so we wouldn't have had this problem. yesterday, and really since the presidential election. I mean, yes, you're right. If there had been more people in the same scenario, it would have been a lot worse.
Well, then there will always be debate about whether COVID-19 cost the president a second term, and some believe it did, but others would note that he was behind by the same margin in polls before coronavirus as he was at the finish line. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on Talk Louisiana with Mark Ballard. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim, and hi, Mr. Ballard. You know, Mitt Romney did a wonderful thing. He just told people, tell the truth. He spoke in the Senate and berated his fellow senators for what was happening. Just tell people the truth, and got applause for that. And I applaud him, and we need more truth.
Mitt Romney's in a state that was won overwhelmingly by President Trump, Utah, and he has first voted for convicting the president on articles of impeachment, and now is placing full blame of this insurrection on the president. Romney is up, I think, in another 4 years if he wishes to run for re-election. He could run for president, but Mark, what he's saying probably would not sit well in a Republican primary. I don't see any place for Romney to go beyond where he is at this point.
Yeah, I imagine he's going to end up with a challenge in his primary from the right. But, I mean, we elect these folks to be statesmen, and I think that Romney showed that he is a statesman, that he was looking at the issues and giving it as what he thought it all meant. And it wasn't just Romney, but, I mean, if you heard the speech from the Senate leader, Mitch McConnell, I mean, that was a great speech as well, asking folks to, you know, kind of get on with it and stop trying to undermine the democracy. And even Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, also in a solid red state, basically said the same thing.
Yeah, Lance Graham was expected to vote to negate the election, and ultimately he did not. The six Republicans, again, Hawley, Cruz, Hyde Smith in Mississippi, Marshall, Kansas, Tuberville in Alabama, and Kennedy in Louisiana. Stuart downtown. Stuart, you're on with Mark. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Jim and Mr. Ballard and your audience. Good morning, as always. Regretfully, Mr. Trump's personality and his hallmark statement, Make America Great Again, is indicative of return America to the pre-civil rights racism that exists during that era. And, well, we see that we have millions of people who buy into this ilk, and it's an extraordinarily sad day, not only for the United States, but for the world.
These were white people. I didn't see any African-Americans, whites, who stormed the Capitol yesterday, supporters of the president, at least one with a Confederate flag in the halls of the Capitol. If it had been a group of black protesters, terrorists, Mark, would the result have been different? Would there have been carnage that would be heightened as a result of black people taking over
the
Capitol?
I'm a cynical guy, and I've got to believe that had it been the other way around and there had been a more diverse crowd going up at the U.S. Capitol, that there would have been a lot more death and a lot more violence.
Well, Mark, it's a sad day, and in 13 days we will have a new president of the United States in Joseph Robinette Biden. And we'll look forward to talking with you on the 14th, which will mean 6 days away from January 20th. Mark, always good to catch up. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana. Back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Stay safe and stay tuned.